We're speaking with Laura Schmidt, who is a property manager with Equity One, which is based, she is based in Massachusetts, and she has 22 years of property management experience. Welcome, Laura, and thank you very much for talking to the World Sweeper audience.
Thank you for calling.
The topic we have decided to discuss today is about consolidating services and the value to you as a property manager for having a sweeping contractor that would do more than just sweep for you. And I'll just let you take the ball on that, if you would be so kind, and tell me what you like to see in a sweeping contractor for the sweeping portion too, if you'd like, but also why you think it's important to have a contractor that, what the value is for them doing other services as well.
Okay, well, what I look for in a sweeping contractor is somebody who's been in business for a while, has other local contracts where I could go over and take a peek at the property, and is close enough by that the owner or the chief operating officer is available if there is a problem to come by and check it out, and also so that I can see their equipment and make sure that their sweepers all have the bristles they need and that they're well-maintained. And I think the appearance of the equipment tells a lot about the owner of the company and the service that you're going to get, because if their equipment looks like it's been through the war, then they're not keeping that up to snuff, and perhaps you have to keep an eye on them to make sure that their attention to detail on your property is appropriate.
And after all, we are in the business of clean here.
Yes, yes. So if you don't have clean equipment, then I'm not sure if you're going to be able to clean my property.
Mm-hmm.
I also look for a company that I can have multiple contracts with at different properties, as well as one who provides porter services and perhaps snow removal and landscaping. And the reason I like to do that is because I feel that the multiple contracts with one vendor holds them more accountable. If we have a small problem at one property that we can't resolve, then that might mean that, you know, they're jeopardizing eight properties. So I like to keep them accountable in that manner.
So they're on the hook for more, in a sense.
Correct. We're more valuable to them, and they're more valuable to us. And using, I use East Coast as well for other things that they sub out. If I have a plumbing repair or perhaps a roof repair that needs to be done, I can call Ori, and he can sub that out to someone. And I find that Ori at East Coast has multiple contracts with me. He has a vested interest in doing things right and pleasing the company, so his subcontractors are being held to a higher standard, and I find that I get a quicker response time to emergencies, even if it involves him calling a sub, because he's using the subs on a more continual basis than I would if he's providing, you know, the same assistance to other property managers and whatnot, so the subs want to do the right thing by him, and it trickles down to me getting a quicker response.
Mm-hmm. Very good. What do you feel that the, do you feel that there's a pricing difference by working through East Coast, or I know typically the sweeping contractor is able to negotiate a discount through because of their volume with the subcontractor vendor, so that you, the client, ends up with basically the same price, but as you say, better oversight and oftentimes faster service.
I do see a difference in their pricing. I think with any contractor, if you're offering them multiple contracts, they keep that in mind and try to present you with something more attractive. I also think there's more of a continuity in service. Using a company like that, one of the things I'd look at is the employees and how long they've been there, and East Coast definitely has a lot of long-term employees, so I don't have a different person here.
Mm-hmm.
I see the same faces all the time, which is helpful to me. me, because if a window is broken at a shopping center I'm not at every day, the porter will call in and say, hey, I noticed there's a window broken here, because it's the same person every day and he knows it wasn't broken yesterday. Mm-hmm. And that's really invaluable, because you can't be in all places at one time. So.
And how do they contact you with that information? They'll call you? Will they take digital pictures or whatever you need?
Whatever we need. Normally, they will, you know, call it into their main office, and someone from the main office will call and let me know. And if I request digital pictures, if the person out there isn't able to provide them, East Coast sends someone right out, and they get them out to me.
And is that helpful for you? Do you have enough oversight to say yes and no to those kinds of projects, or do you have somebody you answer to where a digital photo via email makes it easy for you to bounce the email to somebody else and get an okay, or how does that work in your situation?
Our company is based out of Miami, and my supervisor is out of the Southeast region, so he's in Atlanta. So definitely, if I have a major expense come up, a big sinkhole, a broken sewer line, and they're out there sweeping and notices water coming up in the parking lot and it hasn't rained in a month, and I need to get it taken care of right away, those digital photos help illustrate to my supervisor, yes, we have a big problem, and you just need to run with it and get it done, and we'll do the approvals, you know, when the time comes. So it definitely does make a difference. And my properties are pretty far spread out. I have properties all over Massachusetts as well as in Connecticut. So,
one of the big values there of email as well is that then there's an electronic trail of approval.
Absolutely.
And what the price is and so forth. So that works in your benefit, and it also works the East Coast because they have an email. It's not a phone conversation. It's an actual email.
Right, and it's in writing, and that can't, you know, the interpretation is pretty cut and dry based on the words that are on the page.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you'd add in on this topic?
I just think, you know, developing a relationship with a contractor is really like developing any relationship in your personal life. And, you know, the beginning there may be a few bumps in the road, but over time your ability to effectively communicate with each other definitely improves. And, you know, I have a very good relationship with East Coast. I think we have great communication at this point in time, and I am happy to have them to depend on to call for things that are outside their contracts. It takes a huge burden off me.
That makes perfect sense. Well, thank you very much for your interview, Laura. Very much appreciate your time and your perspective as somebody who's a two-decade-plus veteran of property management.
Thank you. I appreciate it.